From American Public Media, this is Top Score, an exploration of video game soundtracks. I'm Emily Reese. The game Flower came out in 2009. You play as a flower petal, flying through the air using the motion of the controller, picking up other petals as you go. So picture an open prairie with bright, colorful patches of flowers. Each color has its own sound, carefully chosen by composer Vincent Diamante.
I had a hand in some of the level design, not the really big layout level design, but definitely in the arrangements of flowers. So, you know, designing lines of flowers, trying to tweak groups of flowers so that it feels right, the size of the chord that actually plays while you fly along it. You know, so designing those groups of flowers was definitely a big part of the sound design.
The music is really interactive, triggering new sounds to blend with Vincent's music as you fly past certain patches. As a result, multiple layers of music weave in and out while you're flying around. I was reminded of minimalist composer John Adams as I listened to layer upon layer of consonant sounds building and playing off each other.
I think just prior to working on Flower, I had listened to a bunch of John Adams, and I think one of my friends was actually playing around with his Century Rolls piano concerto, so I definitely had some John Adams on the mind.
The texture of the music plays a big role in the game, and the melodies are suspended and song-like.
When playing the game and when listening to the music, I kept on thinking, what are the possibilities of this musical space? And just how far could I keep on pushing the way the layers could be combined? And that sort of ended up resulting in the way that I hold the tensions in all these different places in the soundtrack.
There are 6 levels to play in Flower. The 5th level is dark and solitary. Vincent drastically thins the texture, and the song-like melodies become choppy and less consonant.
The sound design was so much of the reward of the game, along with the visuals, and there it felt like it was really important to just keep it back and keep the player longing for something more, never quite delivering.
While the game was being made, Vincent wanted to be as close to the process as he could. He ended up writing most of the score at the offices of the developer, a place called That Game Company.
Eventually, I think starting about 3 or 4 months into the whole project, I decided that I would just start working there at That Game Company. So 80 to 90% of the music was written on a laptop on my, you know, my small 25-key keyboard in That Game Company's offices. I did a lot of piano when I was a kid. There was a time when I thought, you know, maybe I could do the professional pianist thing. And I decided, nah, I'm going to stick to this whole game music thing. I really like video game music.
Learn more about composer Vincent Diamante and see footage from Flower at classicalmpr.org/topscore. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr at Topscore Podcast. That's Top Score from American Public Media. I'm Emily Reese.